It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. That is correct. I am JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. Thank you for tuning into the show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Man, there's a lot that we've discussed over the past 3 hours. There's so much more that we're going to discuss over the next hour. As of right now, this minute, this second, our final wild card game. The Rams are beating the Vikings 10-3. They just got underway here in the second quarter. We'll keep you up to date on the game as it continues on. And we've talked about a lot. What a day. Mike McCarthy fired, or excuse me, contract not renewed with the Dallas Cowboys. They part ways. They go elsewhere. Mike Vrabel introduced as the new head coach of the New England Patriots. We all saw that coming from a mile away. We just talked about the college football playoff. There's just so much damn football going on. It's crazy. We better enjoy it, because in about a month's time, there's not going to be any more football. Like, it's dwindling down. We talked about this great game and matchup that we'll see between the Ravens and Bills next Sunday. And, you know, what are the Eagles going to do? How are they going to fix their offense moving forward? So we've gone into a lot. We'll continue to go into a lot. Thank you as well to Mike DeFabo for joining us from The Athletic as we discussed Mike Tomlin. He's been in the news all weekend as well. Pittsburgh Steelers fans are ready to give Mike Tomlin the boot. Mike Tomlin is not going anywhere. You don't hold your breath on that one. But what happens with the contract of Russell Wilson? Does he get a new contract and deal? Does Fields get one? I mean, even last week, we discussed the idea of Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers. Wilder things have happened. I mean, are the Steelers going to be the second team that kind of go for broke? Did they not see what happened with the New York Jets? Or because Mike Tomlin is such a solid coach, is kicking the tires on Aaron Rodgers, is it worth the investment or worth the look? I wouldn't do it. Wilder things have happened in the world. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, where you can hit rewind. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, people on Sirius XM channel 158, smart speakers, and hey, even people watching on our YouTube stream. Yeah, I'm live on YouTube right now, this minute, this second. All you got to do is go to YouTube, search for the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, the live stream pops right on up on our YouTube channel. So go ahead and do that. You can also find me online. I'm on the internet everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief all over the place on social media. It's been a day. Vrabel gets a job and Mike McCarthy doesn't have one. People upset about Tomlin's job. They want him to be on the unemployment line. It's just so many things that you can't make up. A matter of fact, let's listen to Mike Vrabel, the new head coach who replaced Gerard Mayo after one season. Mike Vrabel talked about the Patriots and how building a culture and how he's going to change things around from the four wins that we just saw this past year.
One thing I've realized about culture is that you can find out what your culture looks like when your family, your business, or your team is at its low point. It's not when you're winning Super Bowls, or it's not when you're 7-1 or 10-1. Because then everybody's waving towels and everybody's happy and they're excited to come to work. But when you get hit in the mouth or you're down or the chips are against you, you know, then you can take a snapshot of what your company or your team looks like, and then you'll find out what kind of culture you have.
Yeah, the Patriots are on up and up. Mike Vrabel doesn't play no games. This man has had success as a head coach down in Tennessee. The reason why he's no longer with the Tennessee Titans is because they are a bad organization. He's going to be able to do what he wants to do in New England. I see that actually working out. They're going to be on the up and up, especially the fact that they have a head coach, or excuse me, they have a starting quarterback in Drake May, now being paired up with someone well-respected in the organization from his time playing in New England and winning his three Super Bowls. The other big news that came down the pipe today, obviously, the Dallas Cowboys and Mike McCarthy not coming to an agreement on a contract extension. It's been reported that he wanted more years, and apparently the Dallas Cowboys didn't want to give it to him. And so we've heard rumors that Mike McCarthy might move on to the Chicago Bears, coaching back up in the NFC North, a division that he's very familiar with, or maybe a team like the Saints, which I would avoid because even though Derek Carr is their quarterback, how long is that going to last? Let's just go ahead and put it that way. I think the Saints are going to be in an interesting position. When I say interesting, it's not a good position for the next several years. And this is actually crazy to me. Ian Rappaport was on the NFL Network earlier today, and he actually said the Dallas Cowboys coaching job is a good one? What is he smoking?
And I would expect the Dallas Cowboys to have a really, really coveted opening with a bunch of really good players and a little bit of cap space and some things to handle. But it is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, I would say Kellen Moore is certainly a name to watch, familiar with the Cowboys. There's going to be others. And, you know, the fact that this is open now, the fact that they are ready to win with the infrastructure there, I would say makes this as good a job as there is open right now, Tom.
What is wrong? Is Jerry Jones, did he get paid to say that? Like, nobody believes that. Hickey and I discussed this. I don't think the Dallas Cowboys coaching position is a good job. Jerry Jones just leaves his coaches out to dry. He's a meddler. Yeah, he owns and runs the team, but he doesn't get out of the way and allow guys to coach. He's in the way. He's just always chatting, always talking. He undermines the guys that he wants to hire. I mean, he might as well just go down there and coach him damn self. And somebody else who doesn't agree with the Dallas Cowboys job being a good one is someone who used to play for the Dallas Cowboys. His name is Troy Aikman. He was on ESPN. And he agreed with, I guess, most of the world in saying that who the hell wants to coach for Jerry Jones? Listen.
Well, I thought Mike McCarthy would be the head coach. So this is a bit of a surprise for me today that he's not going to be. And what went into those conversations that Schefter talked about, I'm not exactly sure. But it suggests that there's not a real plan. I mean, and the fact that they haven't had the opportunity to maybe interview a Ben Johnson and some of these others, Aaron Glenn. I think that what Schefter said as far as Kellen Moore being a candidate, that seems logical to me. A guy who has familiarity with the building. He's worked, obviously, with the Cowboys and with Jerry Jones, and they know each other very well. In fact, when Mike McCarthy got the job, it was told to Mike that Kellen Moore would be the offensive coordinator. So that's how much the Jones family thinks of him. Beyond that, it's hard to imagine. As far as a coveted job, I don't know that that's accurate. I mean, really? I do think the Cowboys are obviously a high-profile team. Whoever is head coach of that team is certainly going to draw a lot of attention. But I think most football people that take over as a head coach, they want to do it on their terms.
That's fair.
That's hard to do. And it's, you know, if you take a Dan Campbell, for instance, is Dan Campbell Dan Campbell if he's with the Dallas Cowboys? It's hard to imagine that he is. It's hard to imagine that a lot of these coaches might be. So You know, I love the Dallas Cowboys. I played there for 12 years. I wish them well. But to say that it's a coveted job, I'm not sure I would necessarily agree with.
Basically, Kellen Moore is going to carry water for Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones needs to bring in a guy that he can boss around and that's going to just kiss the ring. Because he's the boss and he's not going to move the hell up one out the way and allow anybody else to have any other influence more than him. And he's the owner. But you know what? Sometimes being a good owner, being a good partner, being a good manager is knowing when to get the hell up on out the way. Jerry Jones doesn't know how to move out the way. All he knows how to do is to hear himself talk on television, on radio. Just getting in the way of the people who he hires. Yeah, they work for him. He is literally, he's just a cartoon character. Jerry Jones is like a guy out of Looney Tunes. He's like, let me stop while I'm ahead. I'll chill out. Just like all these rich guys that you read about in books and movies. So damn rich and wealthy. Doesn't have any common sense, though. None. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, we see the bad version of Sam Darnold. We've seen the Jets version. He just he threw an interception here. Not good.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Sam Darnold we saw last week that really has not been around for a large part of this season is back again this week.
Yeah, Sam Darnold throwing an interception. The Rams still lead the Vikings 10-3. And now they'll have an opportunity to take that turnover and convert it into points. Head coach Kevin O'Connell not thrilled with that interception. Sam Darnold was trying to get the ball to Addison, and it was scooped up. And this is right at around the 50-yard mark. And so the Los Angeles Rams are not going to have to go far to try to turn this turnover into some points here. Yeah, Kevin Hickey, I've never seen him that mad. And he wasn't mad, but the expression on his face was like, man, he was ticked off at Sam.
Yeah, I think inner Kevin O'Connell right now is probably fuming, expletives in his head just flying. Yeah, you're right. He never shows emotion in general, but it does. The look itself, it's like, oof, I haven't seen that one before from him in a long time.
Yeah, he was not thrilled with that pass. Now let's see what the Rams can do. 855-212-4227. We got Andrew calling from Pennsylvania. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Andrew?
So this weekend for every AFC team went really well.
I'm sorry, what? Go ahead. Say it again.
This AFC weekend was really good. Two teams that I expected, that I wasn't expecting to make it, made it, so.
What two teams are that? What two teams are those?
The Ravens and the Texans.
Oh, wow. You didn't think the Ravens were going to beat the Steelers, given how the Steelers were playing?
Not really. Because nope. I know Russell Wilson's a strong quarterback out there.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's kind of fallen off a cliff a little bit here at the end of the season. But the matchups. Yeah. The matchups that we have right now, they are pretty entertaining. What the Texans do against the Chiefs, I don't think anybody is overly concerned there. But we know the premier matchup is going to be the Ravens at the Bills on Sunday. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that's the one I'm really worried about.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens.
Being a Ravens fan.
All right, well, have fun and enjoy the ride, Andrew, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you so much for calling. He was excited. Even though he didn't believe in his own team to win, I mean, okay. Well, I guess sometimes you got to be honest. Or to be shocked that the Ravens beat the Steelers. I don't think that was a shock at all. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Hawaii and talk to Jeff. Jeff, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Yes. I would like to see Bill Belichick coach the Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
I think he's the type of guy who wouldn't put up with Jerry Jones. So.
Does he?
We need a coach like that. You know what I mean? We don't need a kiss ass coach because we're not going to go nowhere.
Well, I mean, who's the last non kiss ass coach they had? Bill Parcells. How did that work out? He's like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm leaving.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, it's twofold, Jeff. Does Bill Belichick, is he just going to leave North Carolina high and dry? And then, second of all, does he even want to deal with Jerry Jones? Like, would he want to do that? And I get it. They supposedly have a good relationship, but do I want the headache of having to deal with this guy? Is anybody supposed to think that Jerry Jones is not going to be Jerry Jones, that he's all of a sudden going to become a different person? I doubt it.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's unlikely. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, he's not changing. Guy's 82 years old. He just told everybody last week, I'm not giving up my GM duties. Like, come on, bro. Hickey, do you see Belichick waking up and saying, I want to work for him? Could you see that happening?
That sounds very rhetorical. No.
Yeah.
That would be a fight to the death, I feel like.
It sounds good from a logic perspective, but like on a day-to-day or like Belichick, they're completely opposite. Belichick has operated in a space of We don't say anything. We show up. We do work. I focus in on the job, on football, not the media stuff. I do it because we need to. But first and foremost, I have to win games. That's what he's done. That's what he did for 20 years. The art of saying nothing. Now, that runs completely counter to what the hell we see every day, every week from Jerry Jones. Like, he's a great salesman. The Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable sports franchise on earth. And it's because of Jerry Jones. To that end, you got to give him credit. He has certainly boosted up the value of the team. In turn, he's boosted up his value and what he owns and what it's worth, even though he'll never sell. That's a testament to him always chatting it up. But when it comes to winning, it hasn't translated. It hasn't. Just about 30 years since they won their last championship. Think about that. Think about that. Jerry Jones is 82 years old. He was in his early 50s. Hickey, that's one way to think about it, right? Think about it that way. This man was in his early 50s when they won their last championship. He's 82 right now.
I don't even think AARP is reaching out to him at that point yet.
Well, they start reaching out to everybody, man. They get to they don't give a damn. But in the 90s, probably not. Wow.
That's crazy.
That's you think about it that way, right?
That's nuts.
He went from being 50, 52, and now he's 82. No title. The valuation of the team has gone up, but no titles. None. Bill Belichick is going to stay where he at. He is not moving out the way to do nothing. His status, he could be the boss at North Carolina. Although I did see an article that the brass at North Carolina, they are concerned that Bill Belichick has not filled out more of his staff. I'd find it tough to see Bill Belichick leave. And I get it. I understand. There's a $10 million buyout. You know, if he wants to leave between now and I believe it's June, I just don't see it. Hickey, you think he's going to turn his back on them kids in the school? Like at that, all the pomp and circumstance, could Bill Belichick, could you see him saying, screw y'all, I'm leaving?
I could.
Oh, my God.
He could just because his first love is in the NFL.
Where would he coach, though?
But that's why I don't think he will, because I think, and that's why he's in college in the first place, right? Like, I think if he actually thought there'd be legitimate interest in his services in the NFL, he's not taking the UNC job. Now, I don't know why all of a sudden, and there's been mixed reports about the Raiders' interest. Is it Tom Brady reaching out for an interview? Is it Tom Brady asking to pick his brain about traits for a head coach? I've seen it reported both ways. There's not really been much other interest for other openings outside of that he's been linked to. So maybe that's part of the issue, is he's in college because no NFL team wants him. And that's playing out to be true right now.
He would be a bigger villain than he already is. And I get it. He's warm and kinder and gentler now. But for the better part of 25 years, he was a villain. Or he slowly became one over the past 20. He'd be a bigger villain if he just said, screw this, I'm going back to the NFL. Hickey, I would root for him at that point for being a bad guy. Like, I like bad guys, and I like to root for the bad guy in most cases. Like the Joker in Batman, I love him. I love Magneto and the X-Men. Who are some other bad guys? Am I missing anybody? Michael Myers?
Yeah.
Jason? Yeah. Yeah, I root for the bad guy. I would root for Belichick if he said, screw them kids. I just don't see it happening. Not because of the NFL stuff. I don't think he wants to be that bad of a guy, you know?
Speaking of screw them kids, it may not be Belichick doing it. Adam Schefter, Jordan Schultz, reporting a different college coach could be saying, screw them kids.
Is it Sark?
No, not Sark.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll take a break. We come back, we'll get the answer. Who is getting ready to say screw them kids? We're going to find out on the other side of the break. 855-212-4227. Who's saying screw them kids? We'll find out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, my goodness. the Rams, and the defense is coming up. Hickey, did I see a pick six? Is that a fumble recovery? What the hell just happened here?
A strip sack recovered by the Rams for a scoop and score touchdown. Jared Verse on the touchdown ran it about 50 yards or so. Yeah, this has been a disaster so far for Sam Darnold, who has a pick and now who has a fumble.
Oh, my God. Kevin O'Connell is literally, he bent over it like he was physically in pain. Yeah, Jared Verse is paying off. Hey, not so bad. I mean, there's no such thing as getting no Aaron Donald walking in the door, but not too bad picking up the two defenders, Verse and Fisk from FSU. Wow. Hickey, I've never seen Kevin O'Connell look this, like, we talked about how disturbed he looked after the interception. He literally bent over and doubled over and like he was in physical pain.
You're right. Never seen him like this. You know who he reminds you of, his body language today? Urban Meyer.
Oh, my God.
Who looked like, especially at Ohio State, it looked like he was having an aneurysm and a heart attack.
Wow.
Every game on the sideline, and was just like doubled over in physical pain. You're right. Kevin O'Connell right now kind of looks like that.
Well, he said Urban Meyer, he had to leave because he was not feeling well. Remember that?
Oh, I do. Florida fans remember it well as well.
Yeah, pretty wild stuff. Wild stuff all over the board. You know what? Here's a crazy thing. Like, they're still alive here. Like, they're only a touchdown away from just getting back into the game despite the two turnovers. Like, it's only 17-3. There's still plenty of time left here in the game. Yeah, 4 minutes to go here in the first half. So I'm not counting them out right now.
And the Vikings get the ball to start the second half. So with 4.5 minutes to go, if they can march down the field, get a score, and whether bleed the clock all the way down or get a stop, like you said, you get the ball to start the second half, one drive away from having a tie game. It's gone as bad as it could have gone so far for the Vikings. But like you said, I mean, they're one drive away from being right back in it.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. We'll see what happens. Sam Darnold's already been sacked 4 times. This is quite disastrous. Now, Hickey, right before we went to break, we were talking about another disaster that happens to be the Dallas Cowboys. And we had a caller who suggested that Bill Belichick should come coach the team. I was just like, why would Belichick do that? You got to work for Jerry Jones. Sounds like a terrible idea. We have Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman is... he made it clear on ESPN today. He's just like, bad idea. The Cowboys' job is not all that desirable. And correct me if I'm wrong. You said that there's somebody else in college, not named Belichick, who might be leaving. It might be rumored. What's the deal? Fill us in.
So the deal is this. Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports, and this has been confirmed by Adam Schefter of ESPN. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has spoken with Colorado head coach Deion Sanders.
Oh my God.
About the head coach opening. A formal interview has not been scheduled as of yet, but there is mutual interest, according to Schultz. The two will stay in contact about this moving forward.
Well, just last week on Good Morning America, didn't Deion, well, you know what, a matter of fact, let's listen, because Deion was on Good Morning America last week, and this is obviously prior to Mike McCarthy, you know, not coming to any conclusion with the job today. This is what Deion said last week. Let's listen to this.
But is there a chance that you could head to the NFL?
I know where you're going.
You
had to go viral, right? Yeah. If I respond, you know we're going viral, right?
I know, right?
You know what? The only way I would consider is to coach my sons. Mm. Sons. Okay.
I think we're going to go viral with that.
Yeah.
So that's not a no.
Well, I love Colorado. Now, I love my Buffaloes. I love everything that we're building. I love everything that we're doing. And I love Boulder, Colorado. I do. Immensely.
It was a while ago that he's like, I'm not coaching nobody at the NFL. I'm not doing that. I'm not coaching these grown men. I get a chance to work with young athletes and help mold them and shape them. And now there's a condition where he might leave. I guess Deion Sanders, he would be okay. coach for the Cowboys. You might as well leave at this point. The Dallas Cowboys have the sixth, excuse me, that's the Raiders. The Dallas Cowboys have the 12th selection in this year's draft. I would assume they'd have to trade up to get his son, Shador. And you have Shiloh, who's playing on defense. You get him in the later rounds. I guess this might work. Bill Belichick is too damn accomplished. He's done too much. Bill Belichick is a boss in his own right to just show up and work for Jerry Jones, who needs his ring kissed. But I guess if you're going to put two egos together, it'd have to be Deion Sanders and it'd have to be Jerry Jones. Because you ain't going to out-talk Deion Sanders. He's going to say what's on his mind, and they could go back and forth. I mean, if they just want to make money and be entertaining and try to win, then Deion Sanders would be a great addition. I mean, it's the Dallas Cowboys way. Dallas Cowboys are either going to hire someone who's going to kiss the ass of Jerry Jones, or you bring in someone with an even bigger personality in Deion Sanders. Hickey, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Deion Sanders might be the only guy who could be in a room with Jerry Jones and not feel intimidated or feel like the air is sucked out. Or I think Deion would make sense. It'd be the biggest story. I don't think it'd be the greatest move, but it wouldn't shock me at all.
You make a good point, because this was like bandied about before, and like it was like October, November, there's like a report about it or a thought about it. I thought there's no chance in hell, because Jerry Jones wants the attention on himself, right? He wants to be the center of attention. And you've seen with Jason Garrett and Mike McCarthy, those guys are not stealing any attention away from Jerry Jones. He does his post-game press conferences, he does his radio hits. People only care what Jerry has to say. And so I'm like, all right, there's no way Jerry will hire someone who, like, Deion would be the number one guy in Dallas. He'd be more popular and more sought after than Jerry Jones. I think you're probably right, though, because that would be the biggest story in the NFL. They would be even bigger than the Jets were 2 years ago when they first got Aaron Rodgers. The NFL would probably put the Cowboys on every single Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, every week. They would be the only team in NFL history to play 50 games in a season, because they would just be on every single primetime slot possible. And I think Jerry would eat that up. I think you're right in the sense of it would not, I think, result in a lot of wins whatsoever. But what it will result in is a whole hell of a lot of attention, and probably with that, a whole lot of dollars.
Attention and money.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Deion Sanders and Jerry Jones, that'd be one hell of, that's a money combination. I don't think the Dallas Cowboys roster is set up in such a way right now to go out there and win games. I don't give a damn who's coaching the team. And we all know Jerry Jones, like I said, he needs somebody to kiss his ass as the head coach. Deion Sanders not kissing his backside. Deion Sanders would suck the air out of the room. I mean, we'd have a press conference with Deion Sanders 1 minute, and then the next minute you'd have Jerry Jones, and the Dallas Cowboys would just be making money hand over fist. And we all know winning championships isn't necessarily the number one thing on the agenda. It's trying to go out here and just make cash. I mean, that's what Jerry Jones has done. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, of course, we're going to start to wrap things up, take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, the Minnesota Vikings are getting smashed right now. It's officially halftime in Glendale, Arizona. And the Rams lead the Vikings 24-3. The Minnesota Vikings went into this game with 14 wins on the season. This is the most victories ever in history by a team in the wild card round. We saw them lose badly to the Lions, and things aren't going all that well right now for Sam Darnold or the head coach of the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, who physically looks in pain watching Sam Darnold and the offensive line struggle and suffer. Listen to this. Sam Darnold has thrown an interception. He has been sacked 6 times. Justin Jefferson has 58 yards receiving. Darnold fumbled the ball. They turned the ball over on downs, which led to another Rams score. Everything that could happen negatively is happening for the Minnesota Vikings. And this is supposed to be a big game specifically for Sam Darnold. He took over for J.J. McCarthy, played for him all season long as he recovers from that knee injury. And Sam Darnold, 35 touchdowns, 4,300 yards passing. He has certainly established himself as a starting quarterback in the league. But the version of Sam Darnold that we are watching tonight is the worst version. This is the New York Jets version of Sam Darnold. And you think about the implications for Sam. Like, if he played his ass off in this game, and he still has time to turn things around, it doesn't look positive. But if he has a great game, this is the difference realistically between Sam Darnold making, I don't know, $40, $45 million next year versus, I don't know, making 30 somewhere, being a backup, and yeah, we're splitting hairs. I'll take $30 million tomorrow if you're giving it to me. But this is the worst of the worst. And if the Minnesota Vikings go into this offseason getting smashed, not just by the Rams, but by the Lions to conclude the year, who cares if they won 14 games? People want to see the results in the postseason. It's one thing to be that damn good in the regular season, but it's another thing to falter when the games matter the most. And so there's going to be some major implications for Sam Darnold, and even questions as to whether or not he comes back. Is he the backup? You still have McCarthy there. Is he battling it out with him? This is going to be a whole lot more complicated if Sam Darnold is laying an egg out here. He's sacked 6 times, an interception, and the Rams lead the Vikings 24-3 at halftime. Not good at all. And I know by the time we're back with you tomorrow, we'll chat more about this report that Deion Sanders and Jerry Jones have had conversations, no formal interview, but they've at least had a chat about Deion being the next head coach of the Cowboys. Might as well do it. Hickey, I'm here for all the entertainment. If the New York Jets can bring in Aaron Rodgers and make that a complete joke, that was hilarious. Put Jerry and him together. That just do it. Not for football reasons. Just do it for the entertainment value. I'm here for it.
That would be fun. We would have plenty of stuff to talk about and no shortage of storylines.
They should have a podcast, right? If Jerry Jones and Deion ended up working together at the Cowboys, they should just do a podcast, right? Forget all the other media stuff and the radio things that they do. The two of them should do a weekly podcast, just like Draymond does.
Talking about, like, reviewing the game. You know, like, yeah. Jared giving his thoughts.
Yeah, they could just, you know, insult the players and just, I don't know. Talk about whatever.
Yeah, 50, he really sucked. Right, Deion? Yeah, you're right, Jared. Yeah. That guy really, you know, we should cut him tomorrow.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. I'd be here for it, though. The NFL would, it would be like the NBA at that point, right? You get what I'm saying? Like, we have the NBA, there's so many players that have these massive personalities. So who in the NFL has a podcast worth a damn besides Micah? And I don't even, does anybody else even have one that's like active?
The St. Brown brothers have a podcast.
Ah, yes. Amon-Ra Equanimeous. Yeah. Right.
Not
a lot though. Like Paul,
I think Fred Warner has one.
Really? I didn't even know
Debo
that.
Samuel has one. We've played clips of him.
Yes, yes.
Talking about cow shit. There's a few. Very, like, nowhere near the amount of NBA players that have podcasts, which ironically enough, they play way more games, but somehow enough time.
Yeah, we got Paul George got a podcast. Draymond Green got a podcast. All these retired guys got podcasts. Deion Sanders is on television right now on ESPN as they discuss the open Dallas Cowboys job. They should just do it. Just do it. I'm here for it. I hope it happens. I really do. Anyway, that's a hope for the future. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But at this point of the show, it's time to go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Pre-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is January 13th. The year is 2025. And if we go back in time to 1999, January 13th, some guy named Michael Jordan, he says, I'm out of here. I'm done. He retired again, 6 championships and a lockout. Michael Jordan said, I'm done with this crap. I'm out of here.
I am here to announce my retirement from the game of basketball. It won't be another announcement to baseball or anything to that nature. I think everyone has their own reasonings. There's been a lot of speculations in terms of why. I'm pretty sure I get to that point once you guys get the opportunity to ask questions. And to all the fans in Chicago for allowing me to come here, and they've adapted me to be one of theirs.
Yeah, that was it for Michael Jordan, the one that we wanted to remember. He ended up getting a portion of the Wizards and thinking that he was going to buy them. He came back out of retirement 2 years later, played in that Wizards jersey. That was interesting. He was still getting buckets. That mid-range fadeaway, he wasn't as athletic, but he was still out there getting buckets. And he basically was trying to babysit Kwame Brown. Disaster in and of itself. Anyway, something else that happened this day in sports history. January 13th, if we go forward to the year 2020, only a few years ago. What a terrible year this was. Oh, my God, 2020. Hickey, that was 5 years ago. My God.
Feels like yesterday sometime.
Sometimes it does. I feel like I still feel the effects of it. Well, not what happened in 2020, but...
Like socially?
Yeah, not socially, but I feel like 3 years of my life were robbed from me.
Yeah.
You feel that way?
I do.
Right? Like, I don't get that time back. Anyway, damn. January 13, 2020, this before the world just completely hit the toilet. The Astros, they got rid of their GM, Jeff Luhnow, manager, A.J. Hinch, because of that whole sign-stealing controversy. A.J. Hinch was the manager for the Astros between 2015 and 2019, won that World Series in 2017, banging on trash cans. Listen to Astros owner Jim Crane say, you're fired.
I have higher standards for the city and the franchise, and I'm going above and beyond MLB's penalty. Today, I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. We need to move forward with a clean slate, and the Astros will become a stronger organization because of this today.
Yeah, well, Hickey, if he really wanted to do something all that upstanding, he should have said take the trophy back, but he wasn't going to do that.
Not going to fire himself, not going to give the trophy back, not going to take the banner down.
And then they won another one a couple of years ago with Dusty. God bless them. Good for them. Good for them. And now they're, I think they're out of that range right now. I hope. Now it's just the Dodgers. Hickey, you see the Dodgers might get Sasaki? Did you see that?
I did. They are a finalist.
You can't, they can't just get everybody. What are we doing? Like, baseball is crazy. Like, this is, it's between the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Blue Jays. Nicky, that man is. You think that man's going to Canada?
How is it if, like, the Blue Jays are finalists and, like, every big time free agent, like, decision is like teams don't get mixed sense and then the Blue Jays? And
I don't know. Money? I don't know. Maybe they utilize them for leverage.
Remember when that one report came out that Shohei Ohtani was, like, on his way flying to Toronto?
Oh, come on.
And then, like, an hour later, it's go. No.
Yeah, it's like, oh, come on, man. Didn't they just give Vlad Jr. an extension? Did they pay him, or am I making that up?
I did not see that. I may have missed it if that's the case.
Nah, what are we doing here? Nope, nothing here. No. Mm-mm. Avoid arbitrate. No. They avoided a salary arbitration hearing. The first baseman agreed to a 1 year, $28 million contract. That was on Thursday. Okay, whatever. Sasaki, Hickey, if he ends up on the Dodgers, I don't even know what to say at that point. Just Is baseball fair right now? Is it fair? Is baseball fair or is it unfair? Life isn't fair, but is baseball fair?
I think it's fair. Just because you got 30 billionaires, some choose to spend money, others don't. It's not like the Dodgers have a lot of money, yes, but the Pirates aren't poor.
Yeah.
Cardinals aren't poor.
They're not Dodgers rich.
Well.
They're not them. Handing
they don't
out
have to spend
contracts.
$800 billion on everybody, but.
Yo, they got an all-star. They're better than what the Yankees did. And, like, remember the Yankees at one point? They had, like, Giambi and Gary Sheffield. And, like, they got everybody. It's not fair.
Crazy.
It's not fair. Anyway, life isn't fair. And here's some Geraldism. Get over it. Anyway, we'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Minnesota Vikings getting their behinds kicked right now by the Rams, 24-3. We'll talk about that. We'll get into Dion maybe being a candidate to coach the Cowboys. We got a lot to do. If you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll catch you tomorrow. The JR Sport Re-Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Ryan Hickey.